Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Ajaya Kunja Vihari 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 Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Ajaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Ajaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Ajaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Ajaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Navraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Dana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Ajaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Ajaya Kunja Vihari Yasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರ ಜಯ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಜಯ ಬಲದೇವ ಜಯ ಸುಭದ್ರ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವತು ಮೇ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ನಯನ ಪಥಗಾಮಿ ಭಾವತು ಮೇ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೆ ವಲ್ಲಭ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೆ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೆ ವಲ್ಲಭ ರಾಧಾ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೆ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯೋ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೆ ಅದೇ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯೋ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರ ನಿತಾಯ ಜಯೋ ನಿತಾಯ ದಯಾಲ್ ಜಯೋ ನಿಮಾಯ ಸುಂದರ ಜಯೋ ಸುಂದರ ನಿಮಾಯ ಜಯೋ ನಿತಾಯ ದಯಾ ಜಯೋ ನಿತಾಯ ದಯಾಲ್ ಜಯೋ ನಿಮಾಯ ಸುಂದರ ಜಯೋ ಸುಂದರ ನಿಮಾಯ ಜಯೋ ನಿತಾಯ ದಯಾ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭು ಪದ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಗುರುದೇವ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಅಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಗುರುದೇವ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಾನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। श्रीन्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः रुदन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। By regular attendance in classes on Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service on to the personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental songs establish as an irrevocable fact. So today's verse for discussion, Canto 6, Prescribed Duties for Mankind, Chapter 16, King Chitraketu Meets the Supreme Lord, Text Number 32. Sa Uttama Sloka Padabja Vistaram, Uttama Sloka Padabja Vistaram, Sa Uttama Sloka Padabja Vistaram, Ka Padabja Vistaram, प्रेमाश्वलेशैर् उपमेहयन्मुहुः आश्वलेशैर् उपमेहयन्मुहुः प्रेमाश्वलेशैर् उपमेहयन्मुहुः अश्वलेशैर् उपमेहयन्मुहुः प्रेमोपरुद्धा किल वर्णनिर्गमो प्रेमोपरुद्ध किल वर्णनिर्गमो प्रेमोपरुद्ध अखिल वर्ण निर्गमो अपरुद्ध अखिल वर्ण निर्गमो नैव सकतं प्रसमीदितं चिरं नैवासकतं प्रसमीदितं चिरं नैवासकतं प्रसमीदितं चिरं असकतं प्रसमीदितं चिरं। स उत्तम श्लोक पदाब्ज विस्तरम् उत्तम श्लोक पदाब्ज विस्तरम् प्रेमाश्वलेशैर् उपमेहयन्मुहुः अश्वलेशैर् उपमेहयन्मुहुः प्रेमोपरुद्धाखिलावर्ण निर्गमो इमार्पादाखिल वर्ण निर्गमो नैवासकतं प्रसमीदितं चिरम् असकतं प्रसमीदितं चिरम्। स उत्तम श्लोक पदाब्ज विस्तरम् प्रेमाश्वलेशैर् उपमेहयन्मुहुः प्रेमापरुद्धाखिला वर्ण निर्गमो नैवासकतमं प्रसमीदितं चिरम्। Very good. Savuttama sloka padabja vistaram prema sule ser upamehyan muhuhum prema parudha kila varna nirgamum naivasakat sadam charam। स उत्तम श्लोक पदाब्ज विस्तरम् प्रेमाश्वलेशैर् उपमेहयन्मुहुः Primoparuddha kila varna nirgamam. Naivasakartam prasamiditam chiram. Savuttama sloka padabja vistaram. Premasulesair upamehayan muhuhum. Prema paruddha kila varna nirgamum. Naivasakatam prasamiditam chiram. Yeah, word to word meaning translation by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Saha, he, uttama sloka of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Padabja of the lotus feet. Vistaram, the resting place. Premashu of tears of pure love. Lesahai by drops. Upamehayam, moistening. Muhuhu, again and again. Prema uparuddha, choke with love. Akhila, all. Varna of the letters. Nirgamaha, the coming out. Na, not. Eva, indeed. Asakat, was able. Tam, onto him. Prasamiditam, to offer prayers. Chiram, for a long time. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. With tears of love and affection, Chitraketu repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Because his voice was choked in ecstasy for a considerable time, he was unable to utter any of the letters of the alphabet to offer the Lord suitable prayers. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All the letters of the alphabet and the words constructed by the lotus are meant for offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Chitraketu had the opportunity to offer prayers to the Lord by composing nice verses from the letters of the alphabet, but because of his ecstasy for a considerable time, he could not join those letters to offer praise to the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Idam hi pumsas tapasa sutasya va svistasya suktasya cha buddhidatayo avichuto artaha kavibhir nirupito yat uttama sloka gunanu varnanam. If one has scientific, philosophical, political, economic, or any other abilities and wants perfection in his knowledge, he should offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by composing first-class poetry or engaging his talents in the service of the Lord. Chitraketu wanted to do this, but he was unable because of loving ecstasy. Therefore, he had to wait for a considerable time before he could offer prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande paramananda madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Satchitananda Vigraha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him who turned the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Bhischa Krupa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation: with tears of love and affection, Chitraketu repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Because his voice was choked in ecstasy, for a considerable time, he was unable to utter any of the letters of the alphabet to offer the Lord suitable prayers. With tears of love and affection, Chitraketu repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. His voice was choked in ecstasy. Has this happened to anyone? That we stand in front of the deities, that the voice is choked and we are unable to offer our prayers. Because this is our tradition, this is the Sanatana Dharma, this is the Vedic culture, that when we come in front of the Lord, that we offer prayers. We do dandavas and along the dandavas we offer prayers. Actually, the language is meant for offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. It's only an illusion. Instead of offering our prayers or glorifying the Lord, we glorify someone else, a mundane person. So we find that in second canto, fifth chapter, I think 13th verse, Vilajjamana, that under the illusion of the Lord's energy, the person thinks of I and me, and therefore, under that influence, what does he do? He talks nonsense. So that is the effect of illusory energy. The person talks nonsense. Whereas someone who is not under the influence of illusory energy, he'll glorify the Lord. He'll glorify the Lord's devotees. And this is the culture we have inherited in Sanatana Dharma or in Vedic culture, that we offer our prayers. But here Chitraketu wants to offer his prayers but is unable to do that offer because of the ecstasy. I think those of us who have not visited India, or parents in the last 3-4 years due to COVID or other reasons, and when we see the parents, what the first impact we have. Have you been to India, Prabhu, recently? You met parents recently? No. So when we meet parents after a gap, we find that we are so eager all the while in the flight till we reach home, till we step into the house, we are only thinking about the parents. What are they doing? And how did I spend my time, sweet time with my parents? So those instances keep our thoughts absorbed, and the moment we see, the tears roll out of the eyes. Our eyes become moistened. We like to say so many things, but then we can't see. Has it happened to anyone? Has it happened? Aapko kabhi hua hai Mataji? Na? It is a natural process. It naturally comes out because we are seeing our relationship with the parents. And here Chitraketu is witnessing the eternal relationship with the Lord. And therefore, when he saw the personality, he wants to offer the prayers. And offering prayers means it's a vandanam, that we are offering obeisances, manmana bhava madhbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru, that we are offering namaskaram. When we say, at least in Vedic culture, people coming from North India, they say, people come home, they say, aaiye, baithiye, and then we say that please give him or the guest a glass of water or lassi, depending on the weather condition. Because this is the culture that we have inherited, how to treat a guest. If this is the culture for treating a guest, what should be the culture in treating the Lord when we see him? And that's what we find here. And there is a deeper meaning to that. That when we see a person, or when we see the Lord, we are offering prayers, it means that we are recognizing the Lord as a personality. This has been the core theme which Srila Prabhupada often says, that the Lord can be realized, as Srimad Bhagavatam says, in three phases. Depending on what sadhana one takes, if someone takes the jnana process, he realizes the Lord in his impersonal form. When a person takes to the yogic posture or yoga, Ashtanga yoga, that leads to the Paramatma realization, and someone becomes a bhakta, then he realizes the Lord in Bhagavan. And therefore acharyas, they offer prayers to indicate to us that the Lord ultimately is a personality. It is not that impersonal realization is incorrect realization, but it is incomplete realization. It is the Bhagavan realization which is the complete realization of the Lord. And even in Bhagavan realization, once again we have varieties, where different, same person but different forms. And Srimad Bhagavatam leads us to the highest form or the superior form, which is which form? Sorry? Yeah, the Shyam Sundara form, the Lord Krishna's form. Which is that verse in Bhagavatam which talks about that. That there are many forms of the Lord, but of all the forms, there's one form which is the original candle, and the rest of the candles, they originate from that candle. Now that is Bhagavatam verse. In Brahma Samhita there is a verse. After, I think, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Rama Dimurti Shukalani Yamena Tishtan Nana Vatarama Karod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavan Paraman Pumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So there we find that Rama, there are many forms of the Lord, but of all the forms, Krishna is the original form, and from there the rest of the forms appear. From the tattva perspective we try to understand. So it's to indicate that Lord's form is spiritual, is not material. He has got his own Shakti, And in all the glorification of the prayers, we find that what is that the prayers they offer? They glorify the Lord in terms of His qualities, in terms of His beauty, in terms of His form, and so on. So to dispel the understanding of people that the Lord is nirguna or He doesn't have a form, to dispel all that, we find the prayers are offered to indicate that Lord is a personality. And throughout Bhagavatam, we have so many prayers. And therefore, if someone is not offering prayers to the Lord on seeing, it means that the person is under illusion. But someone who understands that the Lord is spiritual, He is not material. I think the Adi Leela 2.101 talks about the Lord's Swarupa Shakti. That Chit Shakti Swarupa Shakti Antaranga Nama Tahara Vaibhava Ananta Vaikuntadi Dhamma. The Chit Shakti, which is also called Swarupa Shakti or Antaranga Shakti, displays many varied manifestations. It sustains the kingdom of God and its paraphernalia. So Lord's form is spiritual, it is not material as people think. Because some school of thought thinks that the Lord's form, when He descends to the material world, it is of mode of goodness. So where we are mode of ignorance, the Lord's form is mode of goodness. But if Lord's form were to be in mode of goodness, then why when four Kumaras who are Atmaramas, who are self-satisfied, when they see the Lord, they become ecstatic? To indicate to us that the Lord's form is not material, Lord's form is spiritual. And therefore, we need to glorify the Lord when we come in front of the deities, when we see the Lord. We see the Lord's lotus feet. And this has been the effort, I think especially the last 3-4 years, every day by Lord's mercy, we are able to facilitate the darshan of the lotus feet of the Lord. It's being transmitted to, direct transmitted to nearly 1,500 to 2,000 devotees, and indirectly it is being transmitted to nearly 50,000 devotees every day. Right in your own comfort of home, you can open your mobile and see the lotus feet of the Lord. And when you see the lotus feet of the Lord, we should feel, wow, that today my day starts with the darshan of the lotus feet and we can offer the prayers. And sometimes devotees do feel ecstatic. I would not name the devotee, but once I was offering my prayers and then I saw a devotee, senior devotee, offering his prayers. His voice was so choked. He was continuously, the tears were coming out of his eyes, and time and again, he didn't want anyone to see. He would rub his eyes, he would wipe his eyes. He was unable to control the tears rolling out of his eyes. Every time he would wipe and the tears would come. He would wipe and his tears would come. And after some time, I think he became composed, and then he started offering the prayers. Something we find in Chitraketu, that he was choked in ecstasy and therefore he was not able to offer the prayers. And we find a similar situation in the case of Dhruva Maharaj. We also find the similar situation in the case of Prahlad Maharaj. They too, when they had darshan of the Lord, they wanted to offer their prayers, but they could not do it. It's only when Lord places conch shell on Dhruva's head that he could start offering the prayers. And similarly, with Prahlad Maharaj, only when the Lord placed his lotus palm on Prahlad's head that he could offer his prayers. So we persons experience that ecstasy, and there are, you can say, two stages in devotional service. A stage till one reaches nistha, a great effort has to be made by the individual. Because till then, Lord is not sure whether this person wants only me. He'll help us, but he's not sure whether we want only him or we have other things also in our mind. And Acharya say that, I've heard saying that that's called the escape velocity. That the person becomes, when he reaches the nistha platform, it is a platform of escape velocity, implying that if you want to place a spaceship in orbit, it has to escape the gravitational pull. And that pull, the gravitational, the escape velocity should be of the order of some 40,000 kilometers per hour that the aircraft have to fly in order to escape the gravitational pull. So similarly, if we have to escape the pull of the material energy, the glitters of the material world, we should come up to the platform of nistha. Atho siddha sadhu sangha bhajana kriya anartha nivritti, then comes the nistha. So when we reach that platform, then Lord is assured, okay, this person wants only me, and he will not allow us to leave. So this part is called, it is spoken in terms of the monkey philosophy and the cat philosophy. Anyone remember the monkey philosophy and the cat philosophy? No? In the monkey philosophy, what happens? That the baby monkey is holding on to the mother monkey. And the monkey, mother monkey, is flying from one tree to the other tree. When the monkey is flying from one tree to the other tree, it's possible that the baby monkey can drop. So this is till the platform is reached, the nistha platform. And then comes the kitten philosophy, where the cat is carrying its baby. So that philosophy is considered to be after the nistha platform. So till nistha, it's like the monkey, baby monkey, holding on to the mother monkey. And after the nistha platform, it is the mother cat holding on to the kitten. So the Lord holds on the devotee, because the Lord now understands or is assured that this devotee is not going to leave him. And at that stage, even the devotee wants to leave, Lord will not allow him to leave. He'll just catch him. And what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us in our philosophy, that somehow we have fallen into the well, and a rope is dropped. So our effort is that we should hold on to the rope, and then someone will pull the rope up. So we need to do our part, and Lord does his part. Which is that verse in Bhagavad Gita which talks about this? We do our part and Lord reciprocates. That when we do something, the Lord reciprocates. So therefore, at that stage, when the person crosses the Nista platform, Lord may ask anything. In fact, we have that famous pastime, Kolavecha Sridharak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he keeps arguing for a discount, reduction in price. And then ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Kolavecha Sridhara, what can I give for you? Or what can I do for you? Now imagine, look at the situation of Kolavecha Sridhara. He is living in a hut with holes in the roof. So when the rain can come inside, sun rays can come inside without proper shelter, and the Lord himself is asking, what can I do for you? And what is the response of Kolavecha Sridhara? He says, I just don't want anything. Life after life, you just come to me and argue with me for the price, discount, and this itself is my bliss. Because at that stage, the devotee wants only the Lord and nothing else. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written his song, Aparadha Phale Mama. In that, he says, Gadgada Swara Kante Upajabo Mukhe Bola Adha Adha Bahirabo. When will a faltering voice choked with emotion arise in my throat? And when will words garbed due to ecstasy come from my mouth? So we find that here Chitraketu is ecstatic, his voice is choked, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is offering his prayers. When will that stage come to me? That when can I become ecstatic, my mouth, words choked, I'm not able to utter. And Sikshtashtakam also, we have Nayanam Galada Sudaraya, Vadanam Gadgada Ruddaya Gira, Polakai Nichitam Vapukada, Tava Nama Grahane Bhavishyati. O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up, and when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name? So when will that situation come to me? And Chitraketu is already experiencing that ecstatic situation or ecstatic feeling, voice choked. I can narrate an incident in my life that has happened. My son Abhishek and Nirmala Krishna and in-laws, they were coming from Chennai to Tirupati. I went from Hyderabad to Tirupati to join them. We met at Tirupati, and by that time Abhishek had stayed with my in-laws for 4 to 5 months. And so therefore Nirmala Krishna said that let parents and Abhishek, they go in a bus to Tirumala and we'll climb up the steps. So climbing up the steps takes about 2.5-3 hours. And when we reached up in Tirumala, Abhishek was, I believe, continuously crying. All through the bus journey, he was crying. And after the bus journey also, my in-laws were waiting for us to join them, and they just could not control Abhishek. He was just 6 months, seven or eight months old. And the moment he saw Nirmala Krishna, He just could not control. He jumped from my in-law's arm to wife Nirmala Krishna, and tears were continuously rolling. He was hugging, tightly holding on to Nirmala Krishna, as if he has missed Nirmala Krishna for a very, very, very long time. And after some time, he came back to normalcy, and then he started smiling, he started laughing, expressing his love and affection. So here we find Chitraketu, he is displaying his affection, and that affection is displayed in terms of the emotion which has come in, choking his voice. And Prabhupada in the purport say that all the letters of the alphabet and the words constructed by those letters are meant for offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Chitraketu had the opportunity to offer prayers to the Lord by composing nice verses from the letters of the alphabet, but because of his ecstasy for a considerable time, he could not join those letters to offer prayers to the Lord. So the words, the letters are meant only to offer prayers to the Supreme Lord, but Chitraketu could not do that because of his ecstatic feeling. His voice was choked. As we have seen, the devotee standing in front of the Lord, he could not offer his prayers. So as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, if one has scientific knowledge, political, economic, or any other abilities and wants perfection in that knowledge, he should offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by composing first-class poetry or engaging his talents in the service of the Lord. Chitraketu wanted to do this, but he was unable to because of loving ecstasy. Therefore, he had to wait for a considerable time before he could offer prayers. So here is a lesson for us to learn from Prabhupada's purport, that if you want perfection in whatever area we are in, that perfection can be achieved only by offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead. And that's the reason why before we start any activity, we offer our prayers, including when we start driving the car. Does anyone offer prayers before starting the car? What is the prayer you offer, Mataji?
Maybe someone else is driving.
We offer by Lord Narasimha Dev praying for his protection. The simple move, we start the engine, and before we press the accelerator, we start offering prayers, seeking his protection. And all this is because of mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Before that, before coming to Krishna consciousness, there was no such consciousness, there was no such feeling that before starting the scooter or before starting from home, or a car, that you have to offer prayers. Although born in that culture, brought up in that culture, but became contaminated due to the surrounding environment. Some remnants were there, but before doing any activity, that we should offer our prayers was not the real, it never happened. Except maybe before exams, you go to the temple and then offer your prayers for to see that, Lord, we don't fail in the exam. And here also we find Sukadeva Goswami was asked the question by Parikshit Maharaj to describe the creation, maintenance, and the destruction. And Sukadeva Goswami did not immediately give the reply. He first offers prayers to the Supreme Lord. Because how is it possible for an ordinary jiva, for a living entity, to offer and glorify the Lord? He is Vibhu, we are Anu. It's only by His mercy that we can say something. So therefore, Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami first offers his prayers and then starts narrating how the creation takes place, saying that similar question was asked by Narada Mahamuni to Lord Brahma, and therefore it is that conversation within the conversation we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. So any activity we perform, we offer our prayers, and with that prayer, any angularities in our activity gets corrected to the extent that we are sincere in our prayers. And in that prayers, what is that we are trying to convey? That I am not the doer. I am only an instrument. So please use me as your instrument. To the extent we are sincere in our prayers, to that extent Lord reciprocates. And to that extent we find the perfection arising in that activity. So the feeling of Chitraketu here, it is natural for being ecstatic and the choking taking place, unable to offer the prayers, although he wanted to do. It took some time, because even in our normal day-to-day activity, we find similar situation. When we meet our parents after a long time, or when a child misses the parents after a long time, the ecstatic symptoms are expressed. So today's session talks about how the prayers can be offered, but prayers you wish to offer, but depending on the consciousness, one becomes ecstatic and the tears roll out, and because of that, it takes some time to come to normal compose, and then you are able to offer the prayers. And great acharyas and others we find throughout Bhagavatam and other parts of Vedic literature, they offer prayers to indicate, to tell us that the Lord ultimately is a personality, to bring us to that consciousness time and again. And our philosophy to reach that stage is to hold on to the lotus feet of the Lord, or we should enter the stage of Nista, crossing the major hurdle in terms of anartha nivritti, where it can drag us to the material world again and again. So we should attain that escape velocity. And the process suggests to us by Srila Prabhupada, bringing us the entire parampara, is to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By doing this sincerely, one day one can reach the stage of Chitraketu. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of the parampara. Yeah, any question, any comment? Yes, Prabhu. It's always suggested that we offer prayers written by the previous acharyas. And it is always good to memorize some prayers. There are so many prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam, and one can memorize them. Or one can memorize Brahma Samhita. How many of you know Brahma Samhita by memory? Mother, you know that? Yeah. So one can repeat, wonderful, one can repeat Brahma Samhita. Morning, you get up, whether you're in the bathroom, taking shower. Does anyone repeat any offer prayers when you are in taking shower? No? Yeah, you can offer prayer. That's the time when normally I tend to recite Brahma Samhita. I said, no, otherwise I forget Brahma Samhita. So therefore, we recite prayers. Or Lord Narasimha Deva's prayers. There's no time and place circumstance where we should not offer prayers. So we can offer prayers. Stand in front of the Lord, offer the same Brahma Samhita prayers. If nothing, Hare Krishna is that's the greatest prayer. But ideally it's good to have, when you are young and energetic, you are supposed to memorize. That's what I would tell my children, that you must memorize. Because that what we memorize as a child, it remains all through our life. The one or two verses, Bhagavad Gita verses, which was taught to me by my teacher in the school, those verses I never forget even today. So similarly, we should memorize the verses. But if you have the talent, you can also write, you can compose. I think we have seen our congregation member, your Brahmachari Ashram devotee, writing verses in glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Can do that. Yeah, any other question, any comment? Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
May I have your bouquet today as blessing?
Sorry?
May I have your bouquet as blessing?
Oh, thank you, Prabhu.
Your bouquet, can I have as blessing?
Oh, yes, Prabhu.
A special day for me. So.
Oh, is it your birthday?
No, no. It's a new start for me on something. So
okay.
I want to give to somebody else as well.
Oh, wonderful, Prabhu. Hari Bol, Prabhu.